One more time, let's give it up for God. Somebody ought to give Him praise. Come on, give it up. He's the Holy One of Israel. Somebody ought to magnify Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say thank you for letting us come. It's been a blast. And enjoyed the sports and all of that and the church. And yes, enjoyed winning. And although I didn't have a lot to do with any of it. Sorry, guys. But it's been an honor to be here. Thanks to everybody that's had part in this camp, from the sound men, the musicians, choir directors, patrols, kitchen help, nurses, everybody, the pastors that have been here on and off different nights. I appreciate you being here. Young people need to see our pastors here. And thank you for all of you that have come. It's been a pleasure to be here. Thanks to Brother Claiborne, Brother Smith, and their wives for taking tremendous care of us. Amen. This is a great youth president and youth secretary. California is very fortunate. Amen. And then also special thanks to Brother and Sister Hale, camp principal. Let's give them a big hand. Everybody, appreciate their hard work. Hey, Bubba, this monitor is unplugged. And appreciate this thing. And young people, I hope you noticed tonight, and I appreciate, and you did, it was very obvious how that you moved in and recognized the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this worship service. And the song service, the choir numbers, Brother Miles Young walking up here and ushering us into the Holy of Holies. Did Brother Young sing or what? My. What a singer. And a songwriter. Those songs were fabulous. Were those songs taped? Did they tape the music? Those were taped. And I know the first one is one he wrote. Did you write the second one? Wrote both of them. I looked at Brother Claiborne and said, just let him do a concert. My God. Why stop a good thing? And I appreciate anointed worship and anointed singing. The choir and everybody just so anointed. Thank you very much. You have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Job. The book of Job. And then also the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. Amen. The Holy Ghost has directed this service. I looked over at Brother Smith and I told him, I said, man, I just love it when God just gives us direction and everything meshes together. I want to try to just repeat what has been sung here tonight. And I believe somebody is on the brink of a breakthrough on the last night of camp. And I appreciate everything that you've done once again. Job chapter number 1 and verse number 6. And then we'll go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. Appreciate again our friends that are here. Personal friends of mine, Brother and Sister Buxton, pastoring down in Chula Vista. Brother Larson and his wife, friends of ours from San Diego. Brother and Sister Johnson, pastoring in Santa Rosa. And Brother and Sister Jones, assisting Brother Keys in Modesto. I love my friends. Amen. They're great people. And then we've met a bunch more of you, and hopefully that we can continue our friendship. We see each other around, we'll just pick up where we leave off. And everybody in favor of that said aye. Everybody opposed, your vote doesn't count. Hallelujah. Job chapter 1 verse 6, now there was a day. Everybody say, now there was a day. When the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. The Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? The Lord said, have you considered? That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth or hateth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Or is he serving you for nothing? Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house, about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Would you turn and look at somebody and tell them, even the devil knows I'm blessed. The devil went on and said, "But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." The Lord said, "Behold, all that he hath is in thy power, and only upon himself put not forth thy hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Chapter 2, verse 1, again. Everybody say again. There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, "From whence comest thou?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. While you're turning, let me thank all of the campers for good spirits, good attitudes, and Christian conduct and character. Amen. You've been great campers this week. And give it up for yourself. Amen. You did good. Amen. And especially the young men out on the heat of competition on the battlefield. Amen. Good attitudes and good spirits all the way around. And that is a shortcoming of we apostolics. We get on the ball field, sometimes we lose the Holy Ghost. I've played with some places, I've had to tell churches, I've played with gang members that had better attitudes than you had. Amen. But you had good spirits and attitudes today, and I thank you for it. You should be proud of the fact that you had fun, but you kept your Holy Ghost. Everybody said, "Thank you, Lord." 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, bring it into subjection, lest it by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." If you noticed, when the Lord inquired of the devil, "Where have you been and how have you been traversing?" The devil said, "I've been walking." But Paul says of the church that the church is running. And so I want to preach on this last night of this youth camp, walking devils and running saints. Walking devils and running saints. Would you lift your hands together and thank God for a good youth camp? Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and let's magnify. Hallelujah. Somebody said, "Thank you, Jesus." Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, "Praise the Lord." If you're glad you repented of your sins and the Lord forgave you, say amen. Glad you've been baptized in Jesus' name and He washed your sins away, shout amen. Glad you got the Holy Ghost speaking another tongue, shout amen. Glad your pastor preaches the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, shout amen. Lord bless you, and you may be seated. There is nothing greater than being saved. I'll say it again. There is nothing greater than being saved. Being born again of the water and of the Spirit. You did not get that way because you shook a preacher's hand. Or you went into a confessional booth and talked to a man on the other side of the little petition. No, no. You didn't get there because you counted beads and lit candles. But you were born again of the water and of the Spirit because you obeyed Acts 2:38, 8:16, 10:44, and 19:1-6. You have been born again of the water and of the Spirit, as Jesus said. And that's something to be happy about. More than just having been born again, the Bible in the epistles gives us clear direction of what has happened to us. In Ephesians it says that we have been placed in heavenly places. Heavenly places. The Bible says that we become members of His body. We did not get into the body of Christ. which according to Ephesians 1 and Colossians 1 is the church now. You did not get into the church because, as some denominations would tell you, that you believed into the church. Some people say, I believe on Jesus. Fine. Some people say, I believe in Jesus. Great. But that doesn't get you in Christ. The Bible says you get in Christ, or in the church, the body of Christ, when you are baptized into the body. Everybody that says they're in the church are not in the church. You can believe in Him and you can believe on Him, but the only way you can get into Him is you must be baptized into Him. I wish I had some folks that would help me preach that just a little bit. Amen. Apostolics, you are not some little organization over on the side. You're not a part of a body of Christ where there are many people that have got in many other ways. No, no. There ain't but one way in. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the door. And no man can come in any other way. Settle it in your spirit now, adults, young people, that you are only in the body of Christ because you have been born again. It's not a light thing. The new birth is a non-negotiable. It did more than give you an inbuilt devil detector. It did more than give you a goosebump machine that when the music gets going, goosebumps just take off. Bible says that when you are born again that you become the bride of Christ. Bible says that we become sons of God. That ought to make you happy. Your daddy may be an alcoholic and maybe committed suicide, but we're not happy about that. But let me tell you, when you were born again, the Almighty God became your Father and you became His son. Hallelujah. So we are in the body of Christ. We are members of His body. Members in particular. We are baptized into it. We become His bride. We become His son. We become bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. But Paul also described what it meant when we were born again. When he said, when you were born again, you were given a number. And you were put in a race. You weren't put in a walkathon. You were put in a race. And Paul said, we're running. Now I want to talk to somebody tonight. Maybe that's taken a hard blow. Maybe you've made a mistake, as Brother Young song so beautifully sang. Understand something tonight. That mistakes are not something that we like. But it is something that happens periodically. Doesn't have to happen, but it does at times. And the man that says he's never made mistakes lying to you. You're not always going to have 600 young people to encourage you and put an arm around you and try to keep you going. There's going to be times, as Brother Young son saying, you're going to be alone. Trouble's going to come your way. And that's when most people make a mistake, when they get alone. Brother Young was so on my message, I'm just having a hard time preaching it. He didn't leave me too much. Some young person, the quicker that you can learn that living for God cannot be done or accomplished by living for God for how you feel. You have to learn it quickly, that feelings have nothing to do with living for God. You live for God because of a fact. He saved me from a burning hell. Yes, He did. Yes, He did. Yes, He did. Here we see the picture painted out so beautifully with the story of Job. And most of you know the story. But the first 5 verses that I didn't read of Job 1 says that he was a perfect and an upright man. He was a man that feared God and hated evil. He was the richest man in all of the East. But there came a day. There'll come a time that a day will be pulled off on your calendar. And that day will be a day that sometimes you'll wish never came. It may happen when you're 15. You may haven't read the paper, but an airline just went down in the Guam. 240-some passengers killed all but 39. When it hit the ground, it slid for over 1 mile. Most of the people on the plane, the paper said, were many of them were people who are newlyweds. A new life beginning. But there came a day. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. Young people, listen to Brother Godwin tonight. Just because you're in the body of Christ, just because you're a child of God and a son of God, does not inoculate you from troubles and trials and tests. I may need some parents to help me preach this tonight. Amen. But you need to understand that there is always going to be a time that comes when God will seemingly withdraw Himself. You'll be looking for Him and cannot find Him. You'll wish for a youth camp of 600 campers and it won't be but another 6 or 8 months away. There won't be a youth rally. There won't be a youth service. But trouble will come anyhow. Sickness, pain, injury, delusion. Try times. This is what happened to Job. The Lord said, "Hey, devil, have you considered my servant?" Well, I wept up here as I began to see, when Brother Young began to sing, the Holy Ghost moved in. So many of the young people, you were saying with your response, "That's right where I am." He hit me. You haven't shouted this week, not because you didn't want to shout, but maybe you're in one of those times when God is checking you. Because understand, nobody gets to heaven that hasn't been tested. Nobody. Young people, it's great being born again. I remember mine like it was yesterday, June 27, 1978. I remember it. I'm going to tell you something. That doesn't make it a downright absolute fact that regardless of everything, I will make it to heaven. When you were born again, it puts you in a race. And only those that endure to the end. Now it'll get higher. But you need to learn a fact quickly. That there is going to come a time when God is going to check you out. He's going to find out, Brother Claiborne, do you serve me because of your ministry? Do you serve Him because of the youth presidency? Do you serve Him because of the size of the church? Do you serve Him because of your musical position? Do you serve Him because you're a soloist? Or do you serve me because you love me? You cannot serve God for position. You cannot serve God for pomp and pageantry. You cannot serve God to be up in the forefront. You've got to serve God with the attitude, if I never get called to the front and I'm always in the back, God, I'm going to be here. You may not always get picked on the team. You may not have got asked to sing the solo this week. You may not have been asked to play the instrument. But I'm pleading with
with you tonight. Don't walk out of this camp down. Don't walk out of here discouraged because your name wasn't called, or you don't get camper of the week or runner up, or they don't give you any cream. Don't you dare serve God for that plaque or that position or that recognition. You come to an understanding. I got in this running and I'm going to be running when it's over. Can I preach like I feel tonight? Devil said, when the Lord asked, have you considered him? Have you investigated him? Oh yeah, I've checked him out. But I've noticed something about him. Come up here and help me. Come here, you guys. Quick, my time's running. Got injured today. So did I. Praise God. And it's swelling. Oh, Jesus. Come on, Bubba. What you gonna do, bro? Stand around him. I've considered him. But you got him all hedged in. I've already made an attempt. But that hedge, I'm trying to get to him, but you got something around him. I want to remind you, young person, when the trouble comes, the Bible says that the angels of the Lord encamp round about them that will fear him. Some of you think it's a penalty to be Pentecostal. Some of you think you're being cheated, living holy and righteous. I've come to show you the other side. When you live for God and you fear Him, the angels camp around you. Just run and stay with it. Run. Get around Him. Stay with Him. Come on, angels. Don't run too fast. Right across the front. Right across the front. Come here. Stay in the middle now. Don't get out the hedge. See, that's the problem some of you are making. You don't realize where safe place you are. I'm just going to preach like I feel. And then God's put you in a race. And He's got angels around you. And listen to me now. Some of you are letting GQ magazine sway you. You know what the point of it is? Hollywood and GQ. They're trying to pull you out of the pile. They're trying to get you out of their camp of angels. How can they tell you? Don't get all caught up in that. You got a race to run. And you got to make sure the angels stay with you. Don't step out of the hedge. I'm trying to make an issue about anything. But you need to understand that the devil's main objective is to try to get you out of that hedge. People just crack me up. I just want to fall down on the floor and just kick. Why do I have to live like that? Listen to me. You need to understand something. Do you know one of that most of these beautiful models, young lady, that are modeling your dresses, or shouldn't be your dresses, but they're modeling dresses that some of you would like to wear. You need to understand, they're not even ladies. They're men. And then, let me just throw this out. You need to understand that most of those men designing dresses that some of y'all get all carried away with are queer. Now you can be seated. I'm not trying to make anybody mad. Don't get nervous now. And so because they're perverted or homosexual, you automatically know they're, by nature, they are perverted. They are doing and they live and they look and they feel about things totally opposite of the way any good normal person should look at things. And so when they design your outfit, they're not designing your outfit to be holy and modest. They're designing it so that you become perverted. If you want a homosexual to design your clothes, you go ahead. Young men, same thing for you. Nothing wrong with looking nice. I love to look nice. I don't do a very good job of it, but I try. But I'm going to tell you something. It'll be a cold day in hell when Brother Godwin starts wearing an outfit like a known homosexual wears. Now, I'm going to do my best to look nice, but I ain't going to run around looking like them. Young men, be careful. If you want to know what, Brother Larson, stand up here for a minute. Bishop, stand up, Brother Larson. Stand up, preachers, all the preachers in here. If you young men want to know what to dress and look like, here's a good man in a good-looking suit. Look at Brother Young, dressed good. Look at you, youth president. Look at your pastor. You don't see them running around with a collar slapped out and a shirt unbuttoned. That's the way a homosexual wants you to look, because it turns him on. You need to look like a man. Don't let anything pull you out of the hedge. Stay in the race. Stay in the race. Stay in the race. Stay in the race. You can be seated. Now just, can I keep preaching? But I thought I'd just throw that out there. Let me just tell you something. You got to be careful how you do your hair. Now, I don't normally do this, but you know, this is troubling me because my son's going to grow up. Now, I've been down to San Francisco a few times. Now, listen. And hear about all this junk. And it's just more than your normal Okie can imagine. Okie's an Oklahoma boy. And so some of my preacher friends said, we'll run you down through there. And then they try to get mean and slow down. I'm like, keep going, move. See, these men all hugged up on one another. Listen, just listen to me now. And then I see some of them come out. Now, young fellas, some of you are going to get upset, but I'm going to tell you like I tell some folks, don't get mad, just get glad trash bags. It's cheaper. And now, you need to be careful. If you want to find out where this little hairstyle comes, you just kind of slap it down and cut it off right here. You just kind of grease it and just cut it down. Go to San Francisco, baby. Down to that sweet part of town and look how they wear their hair. Now, we're always on the girls about cutting and trimming. I'm on you boys. Some of y'all got the same spirit on you that gets on the girls when they cut it off. You're doing all kind of trading. Come on, fellas. You're in a race. You're a man. You ain't a shim. You ain't a he trying to be a she. You're a man of God. You're a child of God. You're in a race running. Don't get out of the race. Don't step out of the hedge. Now, some of you maybe didn't know it. I'll give you that. When you go home or before you leave here, when you get up in the morning, don't comb your hair that way. Is that all right? I'm going to try to get off of this and move on. Now, here's the reason. Because the way you live will attract the spirit. It will. See, here's the thing. The only way you win is if you stay in the race. It doesn't say if you're first or last. It just said stay in the endure. You're going to be tested. There's going to be times you don't feel God. And that spirit's going to come. Come on. I mean, it's man's clothes. I know the Bible says you shouldn't wear that was pertaining to a woman or that was pertaining to a man. But now you've got this middle group. What do they call them? Unisex. Now. Too bad God didn't know nothing about unisex. Too bad God just made a he and a she and forgot to make a una. So you have to understand this. Here's what happens. You got she and his, and now you got hims and shims and... You know, you're kind of trying to straddle a fence. You can wear a unisex cologne now. You can take this far as you want to. But I'm not going to wear a cologne that a woman could pick up the same bottle and wear it. I ain't going to do it. I'm getting some people nervous. I'm talking about a race. Young people, thank God you've been put in it. But the only way you win is if you stay in it. I was up in a... You can be seated. I was up in Alaska. My wife was wanting to buy me a briefcase. I said, shocked her. I said, is this a man's? And she just, well, no. I said, oh, well, I don't need that. She said, well, now, wait a second. She said, this is part of our unisex line. This can be his or hers. I said, whoa. I said, let me tell you something. I said, well, won't you look at this? I'm not good looking right now. I said, won't you look at me head to toe? I said, what you were looking at is one full blue-blooded man. I ain't got big muscles, but baby, I'm a man. Don't try me, because dynamite comes in small packages. If that handbag can be a woman's, I don't want nothing to do with it. I will use a potato sack to carry my Bible, but I ain't using a bag that a lady can use. You say, that's crazy. You go ahead and say it's crazy if you want to, but I'm just glad to be in the race. I'm just glad to be running, and I don't want to get out of the race. Can I preach like I feel tonight? I'm preaching to some young people tonight that I'd like to see make it into the glory world. This youth staff would like to see you. The whole camp staff would like to see you. Mom and dad would like to see you. Pastor would like to see you. But I'm going to tell you the only way that you're going to make it in is if you endure to the end. You can be seated. Can I? Somebody says, now gentlemen, I'm just trying to help you. These people, Hollywood and all these people hollering around saying, you need to get in contact with your feminine side. I want you to know something. Thank you, Brother Buxton. I ain't got one either. All young men and men ought to look at another man and say, I ain't got a feminine side, baby. I'm all man. You mess around with me and I'm going to knock you right in your nose. I am a man and I'm glad to tell you I'm a man. Ain't going to find me twitching around. Ain't going to find me with old limb wrists. I am a man. God made me a man, and I'm glad to be a man. Fellas, turn around to three young men and say, I don't have the feminine side. That ought to make you want to shout. Young ladies, turn around, look at a lady, and tell them I ain't got a masculine side. Hey, California 97, what do you say we finish the race? What do you say we keep running? What do you say we keep running the race? He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. You might quit. I ain't quitting. You might backslide. Sorry, I ain't going with you. You may let down. I ain't letting down. I'm in a race. And a walking devil can never stop a running side. I want you to hear me and I'm finished. Hey, amen. The devil tried his best to trick Job up. But I want you to remember this. Paul said, we're running. The devil said, I'm walking. Now you're not running from the devil. You're running to obtain a crown. The devil don't even come into the picture. You can be seated 1 second. Come here, Brother Torres. I need one young man. Where's a Buxton? Give me a Buxton. Come here, Buxton. All right, I want you both to go back down there. I just wanted to see that good-looking tie there, Bucky. It looked good, buddy. Now, Buxton, I want you to start running. Take off. Don't get in a hurry because you're going to run a while. I want everybody quiet. Watch him. Just watch him. All right, devil. Start walking. Now watch where you're going. You got to run the race with patience. Look, don't run up on him. Pay attention. Run somewhere else now. Pay attention, Buck. Up down that middle aisle now. And Pastor's going to have to give you a little direction here. You don't want to be going that way. You're getting too close to the world, Bubba. I mean, there you go. That's it, Buck. Just keep running. Oh, he may ain't feeling so good right now. Head's getting a little bit shiny. Sweat's coming out. But you just keep on running. Listen, listen. Listen, I want you to look. Whenever you are running a race, you run the race with patience. Amen. You don't worry about who's first and last. You don't get carried away with who's up front, who ain't up front. You just run the race. Come down that middle aisle, Buck. Come on, Buck. Here's my message. Y'all ready? Come on, musicians. Let them watch. They afflicted Job's body. Stay sitting, stay sitting, stay sitting. They afflicted Job's body, but he held his integrity. His wife turned against him when he lost all of his kids. And she said, you ought to curse God and die. The reason she wanted him to do that was because she only liked the blessings. But Job turned around and said, woman, you speak like a foolish woman. Amen. The Lord, listen to me. The Lord gave and the Lord takes away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody say, blessed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Touch three people and say, bless the Lord. Say, bless the name of the Lord. You can be seated. Come on, runners and walkers. Keep running and walking. Keep running. Where is he? There he is. Come on, devil. Amen. She wanted him to quit serving God because the blessings quit flowing. She wanted him to quit serving God because she wasn't rich anymore. She wanted him to quit serving God because she lost her kids. But Job said, I'm going to keep on. Job said, I looked to the front, the back, left and right, can't find him. But he said, I tell you what, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I can't feed him right now. I don't know where he is, but I know he knows where I am. I know he knows the way that I take. And when I come forth, I shall come forth. I'm telling some young person, you shall come forth. You will come out of it. You will come out of the trial. You will come out of the trouble. You will come forth like pure gold. Stay seated one more second. Where's my runner? Where's my walker? I want you to notice the distance that can be obtained between a runner and a walker. Watch where you're going now. You're making me nervous. You get a little too close to the world there, son. Amen. Watch it now. Watch. Hey. Wow. Come back. See, that's what your pastor does. When he gets up to you and says, hey, you hadn't been praying. Hey, don't be dressing that way. That's what he's doing. Hey, wow. Wrong way, baby. You can be seated. See, your pastor sits on a wall. And saints of God, you're always inside the city. And there ain't no way in the world that somebody in the city can see more than the man on top of the wall. Don't ever think that it doesn't matter. If your pastor feels like preaching against it, you come to one conclusion. He's on the wall and he can see a lot further than I can. How am I to question somebody on a wall when I can't even see over it? Come on, Buck, keep running. You can be seen. He ain't ever going to forget this. Here's my message. Are you ready? A walking devil will never stop a running saint. only way the devil's going to pull you out of church, the only way the devil's going to get you to backslide, is if you stop running and you sit down for a break. I come to tell you, there ain't no place to stop. Ain't no place to calm down, baby. You got in this race. You got to keep running, because the walking devil will never stop a running saint. Let's lift our hands and praise Him.
I get joy when I think about what He's done for me.
Come on, somebody praise Him.
I get joy when I think about what He's done for me.
Turn to three people and tell them, I'll see you next year. I'm leaving running, and I'm coming back running. I'll be here when camp comes next year. I'm a running saint, and I ain't stopping for nothing. Come on, young people. It's time to run. Run the race with patience. Run to obtain a crown. Somebody make up your mind. I'm going to run. I will not quit. I will not stop.
When I think about what He's done.
What He's done for me.
Oh, I won't forget.
I won't forget.
I can't forget.
What He's done.
What He's done for me. Amazing grace. Sweet the sound.
That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
I came to Jesus.
Weary
of the world. Weary, wounded, and sad. But I found in Him a resting place. And God has made me glad. And I get joy when I think about what He's done.
What He's done for me.
I get joy when I think about what He's done.
Come on, young people, it's time to run. It's time to run. Lean Camp 97 running. I'm running to heaven. I ain't running from the devil. I'm running to heaven.
I want my
lift your hands and praise Him.
Amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
Sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I found life and now I see. Well, I get joy just thinking about what the Lord's done. Yeah, I get joy when I think about what He's done.
What He's done for me.
Oh, I can't forget.
I can't forget.
I won't forget.
I won't forget.
Come on, young people.
What He's done
for me. Somebody needs to make a change right now.
Joy.
Get back in the race. Get back in the race. Get back in the race.
Wounded and sad, but I found in Him a resting place.
Everybody's got to make it. Every young man, every young lady, everybody's got to make it.
The sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was blind,
but now I see.
Blind, but now I see. Now I can
joy
when I think about what he's done. I get joy when I think about what the Lord's done. I can't help it. I get joy when I think about what he's done. I can't forget what he's done.
Put your arm around a young man, young ladies with young ladies, and let's run right in place. Come on, let's run. Everybody, let's run.
When I think about
I'm running. I'm a running Satan.
When I think about what he's done.
A walking devil will never stop a running Satan.
What he's done
for me.